Media claim ICE detains child in Minnesota after illegal migrant father arrested. By Neil Monroe on January 22, 2026. ICE officers protected a single young child after the illegal migrant father was arrested, but establishment media outlets are claiming the sheltered child was detained. ICE detains 5-year-old Minnesota boy, school leader says agents used him as bait, said the NPR headline. Preschooler and 3 other students detained by ICE, school district leader says, claimed the Star Tribune newspaper in Minnesota. The detained term suggests to readers that the child was arrested, partly because the two terms are often used interchangeably by media outlets. The media blow-up comes as ICE officials are enforcing the nation's migrant laws by arresting many illegal migrants, including many who have been ordered home by a federal judge. Some of the migrants have kids, partly because President Joe Biden's deputies minimized arrests, ensuring that ICE officers must guard the children until they can be handed over to the other parent or a relative. The Department of Homeland Security responded via X.com. On January 20, ICE conducted a targeted operation to arrest Adrian Alexander Conejo Arias, an illegal alien from Ecuador who was released into the U.S. by the Biden administration. As agents approached the driver, Adrian Alexander Conejo Arias fled on foot, abandoning his child. For the child's safety, one of our ICE officers remained with the child while the other officers apprehended Conejo Arias. Parents are asked if they want to be removed with their children, or ICE will place the children with a safe person the parent designates. This is consistent with past administration's immigration enforcement. Parents can take control of their departure and receive a free flight and $2,600 with the CBP Home app. By using the CBP Home app, illegal aliens reserve the chance to come back the right legal way. The DHS post was a response to a detained claim by Somalia-born Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. The Washington Post fronted the claims by pro-migrant school officials in its report of the episode. Why detain a 5-year-old? Zena Stenvik, the superintendent of the Columbia Heights Public Schools District, located just north of Minneapolis, said at a news conference. You cannot tell me that this child is going to be classified as a violent criminal. After detaining the father, ICE officers then asked Liam to knock on the door to see if any other people were inside the home, using a 5-year-old as bait, according to the school district. Another adult living in the home who was outside at the time begged the agents to leave the child with them, the school district said. ICE agents refused. Liam's middle school-aged brother returned home 20 minutes later to find that his younger brother and father had been taken away. The focus on the child echoes the media's 2019 deceptive claim that Trump's border deputies were keeping kids in cages. Related, do you want to live with these people? Trump shows pictures of arrested criminal illegals to media. In contrast to the media's quick decision to spotlight the child issue, reporters at establishment outlets ignore the deaths of many Americans killed by illegal migrants. On January 21, Breitbart News reported 2 more deaths. An illegal alien is accused of killing 20-year-old Fletcher Harris and his girlfriend, 19-year-old Skylar Provenza, in a drunk driving crash in Rowan County, North Carolina. Aguilar, according to police, was driving a truck when he crossed lanes and hit Harris, who was driving, and Provenza, who was sitting in the front passenger seat, killing them both at the scene of the crash. Harris, a student at Catawba College, was a rising star soccer player and was a double major in biology and environmental studies. Harris was continuously on the presidential honor roll and dean's list. Similarly, establishment reporters steadily ignore the economic damage that migration imposes on American families, while highlighting the concerns of illegal migrants. The reporters and editors also work with protesters to portray the arrests as chaos, so implementing the PR strategy pushed by the Democratic Party's elite donors and pro-migration politicians.